This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 12th. God's word for you today is Dynamics and Meaning. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 and 43. And it says, "Then Elijah said to Ahab, 'Go, get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. Go and look out towards the sea.' The servant went and looked, then said, 'I didn't see anything.' Seven times Elijah told him to go and look." We will kick off today's devotional still on the story of my friend I shared with you yesterday. Honestly, I thank God that he spoke to me, and thank God for the wisdom to redirect him. This is why gossip is so horrible. Imagine if he had spoken to someone else and the person says, "I too have observed these things you're talking about. I just chose to be quiet, but now I will say what is on my mind." Stop talking to just anyone and connect to the wisdom of heaven. What is God saying? Until you can answer honestly, be determined to wait for his voice. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 to 44, we see the threefold dynamic of the king, the prophet, and the priesthood. It may seem like the king's only function is to eat and drink, but that is not correct. He is playing a key role. The prophet is just sitting there with his head on his knees, acting like he is very spiritual, praying. Then the priesthood is very active, going back and forth. As believers, the first thing we need to understand is that there are different dynamics at play. Secondly, when it comes to our lives, we are the embodiment of the three: kingship, the prophetic, and the priesthood. In your life, you have to eat and drink, you have to put your head down to pray, and you have to perform your priesthood duties. If all you want to do is eat and drink, there will be trouble. If you just want to keep praying and praying, there will be trouble. If all you want to do is run up and down looking here and there, you will discover that going up and down doesn't lead to anything. You need to connect to the three. You engage the prophetic, you pray until the rain drenches you and the thunderstorms come. You check for the cloud. You do the things you need to do in performing the priestly duties. And guess what? You still get to eat and drink when it is all said and done. So, it is a combination of all three for us believers. And that is the powerful key here for us. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 44 says, "Elijah told the servant, 'Go tell King Ahab to get his chariots ready and go home now. If he does not leave now, the rain will stop him.'" Home here is so significant. In fact, go home can be a teaching series by itself. But we will look at a few key things. The first implication of go home is repent. Repentance is so powerful because the hand of God is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear blocked that it cannot hear. The Bible says, "Your sins that have separated you from your God." Sin is a problem at any time for anybody. The answer and the solution to it is repent. Everyone needs to repent. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace and the wisdom to operate aright in my times and seasons and on every occasion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.